Are we on a mission from the Lord? Has the Lord sent you and I on a mission? Maybe in life, yes. But today, to bring the love of Jesus to someone. This is a question I've been pondering this summer in a unique way, given I went on a special trip over the summer. As some of you know, I was able to take a group of young people to Spain to do the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James. And amidst that marvelous pilgrimage, rolling hills, mountains we were able to see, even going to the Grand Cathedral in Compostela, where the bones of St. James are laid. Amidst all of that, for me, one of the great graces of that experience was waking up every day on the trail, knowing that the Lord was calling me to interact with someone, to bring the love of Jesus to somebody. But I would wake up every day and say, Lord, I know you're calling me to do this, but I don't know what the day brings. I don't know if I'm supposed to interact with one of our teens, with a stranger. So what I'm going to do, Lord, is I'm going to pray and wait, and you're going to tell me when you want me to move. So I would get up and start along the trail, and I would pray my rosary, and I'd pray a chaplet of divine mercy. Waiting. Expectantly. I'm telling you, my friends, every time I would finish the rosary and the chaplet of divine mercy, almost to the second, finish those prayers, expectantly waiting, the Lord would send me out. He'd say, go talk to one of the teens on the trip. Go here. The stranger walking beside you, just start up a conversation. There's something you need to see, an interaction you need to have, that I want you to have with this person. And it was amazing. I'd do it in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'd start up after lunch, do the same thing. I'd pray and expectantly wait, Lord, tell me what to do. I came back from this experience reflecting and thinking, why don't I do this every single day? I'm called to do this. I'm called to reach out to somebody every day. And why don't I begin my day with prayer, expectantly waiting for the Lord to call me to be a light to someone, a messenger of His love to somebody. We're beginning our new homily series, Doers of the Word. And we have that line from our second reading today, from the letter of James. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. And my friends, doesn't that hit not only to the heart of what it means to be Catholic and Christian, but also in our culture? Don't we yearn to see authenticity? Yearn to see people who are real and authentic with what they say? That if someone professes to believe something, that it's not just a private thing, but it's lived out. It is dynamic. It affects every part of their life. At the heart of what we want to do in this preaching series is allow that to penetrate. That the faith we profess with our lips, the word that we hear, would blossom forth into action. That's what we desire. And throughout the next couple of weeks, 5 weeks, we'll hear from the letter of James in our second reading. And James is so practical. He's like, he just brings down the faith and says, it must, if your faith must be put into practice. That is true faith, to be doer of the word. I feel like this week, my task as the preacher is to lay the foundation. So if we are to be authentic Catholic Christians, those who hear the word of God and act upon it, what must we do? What is the foundation upon which all things are laid? It's prayer. It is prayer. My friends, when we receive, when we want to be doers, when we want to go out and live our faith, we must pray. The first letter of a letter to James today, first line, says this: all good gifts come from the Father of lights. All good gifts, every grace, everything we do, every action we do, comes from God the Father. And that come, and we receive those graces through prayer. We ask, what is grace? Well, grace is God within us, is the literally God breathing within us to give us His life, a power, an extra energy that we don't naturally have on our own. That is what grace is. And grace is that, and prayer is what connects us with that grace. Now, I can say all day till I'm blue in the face, we have to pray. You know, we hear preach from the pulpit. You young people out there, you probably hear from your parents. We have to pray. It's good. That's fantastic. But why? Why should we pray? What good does it do us? What I'd like to do this morning is to use an image that Jesus gives us to explain why prayer is so important and why it is at the heart of everything we do. And if we want to be authentic doers of the word, how prayer is essential. The first step to doing that. The image I'd like to use is when Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you stay connected with me, stay a part of me, you will go and bear much fruit. But if you sever yourself, you stop that connection, you will wither and die. Very direct words from our Lord. So let's use that image to explain why we need to pray. My friends, we need help in life to be doers of the word for ourselves. Part of a theme in our readings today is the commandments. Moses, in our first reading, talks about how the commandments are given to us to grant us eternal life, to grant us a joyful, happy life in this life and in the one to come. And yet, the commandments are hard to live out. We have in the gospel Jesus chastising the Pharisees and has a list of faults, list of sins that they fall into and that come from the heart. And we might say, you know, I live out the commandments. We haven't murdered anybody this week. And for that, I am grateful. I'm very grateful. However, let's look deeper into the commandments and be honest with ourselves. Probably each of us has a habitual sin, something we do every single day that plagues us. Anger, selfishness, greed, envy, impurity. The list could go on and on. It's a sin that has plagued us for so long. And it's hard. We've taken it to confession. We've asked the Lord to heal us. This is where the grace of prayer comes in. My friends, we need help in these midst of these habitual sins, living out the commandments. We need to cry out, Lord, help me. Without you, I am nothing. I've tried to do this on my own, and it clearly doesn't work. This said, through prayer, we receive grace. And grace is literally God within us, breathing within us, that transforming power of the Holy Spirit entering us. If we are to be part of the vine, Jesus himself, if we are to grow strong, a strong branch reaching out, beautiful to the world and to God himself, we must pray. Because prayer is clinging to that vine, saying, Lord, I stay connected with you. I am here with you. If we are to be authentic doers of the word, we must pray for help. But to be connected with the vine, we also reach out to others. We're not merely here for ourselves. We're here for so many around us. So we must also pray for guidance. You know, there's so many people in which we interact with every day, coworkers, people in hobbies, sports events, perhaps going to the grocery store, perhaps in our homes, family, friends. Amidst all of these groups, I'd like to focus on a special relationship, those between parents and children. I speak a lot to parents, and one of the comments I hear often is, Father, I don't know how to tell my children about this issue. Morality, some action that will harm them if they continue down this road. I don't know how to tell my kids about something tough that's happening in school or in their sports or in life. I don't know what to say or how to say it. What the right time is to say those things. And even, let's put it on the positive side. Father, I don't know how to tell my son, my daughter, that I love them, that I care for them deeply, that they're the most precious thing to me in this world. I don't have the words for that. What am I supposed to do? It is precisely in these moments, my friends, that we need the guidance of prayer and grace. Yes, should we entrust our children to the Lord? Absolutely. We should surrender them to Him. Lord, take care of my son, my daughter. But should we not also pray for grace in the details, in the individual conversations that we have with our kids? Lord, I was talking with a father after a daily mass, and he said, you know, he's praying about a conversation he was going to have with his son. He said, I just pray that this conversation would go well. That in this conversation, I would receive the words that my son needed to hear. And sure enough, the Lord came through. My friends, we need to pray for guidance. We need to entrust ourselves to the Lord and entrust the details to Him. Individual conversations, individual interactions, that whether or not, whether it's with our kids, friend, coworker, stranger, that the Lord speaks through us and gives us guidance. In the midst of needing help for ourselves, needing guidance with others, we also need joy. Years ago, Pope Francis talked about how we should be done with this sourpuss Christians. You know, we should do away with people who have this frown on their face and profess the Christian faith. My friends, the Christian faith, believing in Jesus, is the most precious thing. It is the most important thing ever. It is what gives us eternal life. And is what should give us joy in everyday life. If we are part of that vine, part of that connection with Jesus, we should blossom forth. There should be beauty and a fragrance of joy in our lives. And this comes through prayer. To say, Lord, I need you. I need you to grant me a joy that is miraculous. In the midst of pain and suffering and not knowing what to do, I'm still joyful because you're with me. That's a miracle. And that comes through prayer. To be authentic doers of the word, we must pray, build everything on the foundation of prayer, to be helped, to be guided, to receive the joy of the Lord into our hearts. I'd like to leave you a little practical suggestion. I was thinking, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to pray? Well, why don't we pray at the beginning of the day, right as we get up in the morning? Literally, before we get out of bed. If prayer is to be an important part of our lives, if we value it in an incredible way, we should have a morning routine of prayer. That's something we do every single day. And my suggestion is to pray three Hail Marys. St. John Bosco, who ran a school for boys, would tell the young men under his care, men, pray three Hail Marys every day, and Our Lady will take you by the hand and guide you to heaven. But say those three Hail Marys every single day. Can we do such a thing? My friends, I even timed how long it takes to say three Hail Marys. It takes 34 seconds. Do we have 34 seconds for the Lord? Before our feet hit the floor coming out of bed, can we say three Hail Marys? Can we give 34 seconds to our God? Absolutely we can. Let's start there. And we may think, that's just three Hail Marys. No. In faith, we have just planted three seeds of grace, three seeds of our Lord in our hearts. That today we are sent on a mission to go out to give the love of Jesus to someone. Somebody. And those three seeds, those three Hail Marys will push us out the door, give us the prompt we need to share the love of Jesus with someone in our lives today. If we are to be authentic doers of the word, my friends, we must pray each and every day.